Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible and read in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 to 18. Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 to 18. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, though it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, things, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, and we magnify you, that you are always with us with your promises and the Holy Spirit. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter. For all those things in our lives have come from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, wasting time on the media, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross. For us, we come in your presence with clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, where God said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm to do your will and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, a submissive spirit to their husband with faith. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to do your will in the affairs of their family. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop wasting time on the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children and the youths to persevere in the discipline of their parents and that they will serve you, continue to do your works and your will. Lord, we pray that you continue to help and aid all the single parents in the church to raise their children in the fear of God. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless and sustain us. We pray, Lord, to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently, for our service not to please men, but to please you, O God. for the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are saving, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we earnestly ask your help to provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless, and wisdom and solutions to those in trials, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people in our countries back home, and those whom we meet daily in the streets, in the markets, in our working places, to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you. In the name of Jesus, let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed. Lord, we pray for your salvation to flow to new people in those countries, that they will know you. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so your church will be blessed. Lord, unite us, revive us, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people, preach the gospel to them, and teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Lord, we pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread the gospel in other places to new cities, towns, villages, countries, new languages, and new ethnic groups. Lord, we pray that you will bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in Jesus' name. Lord, bestow on us a spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways, to heal the sick, to evangelize, and to declare to them your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to produce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our service. Lord, we lift up unto your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the givings. Lord, anoint the speaker and give us your word that we need and speak to us. Lord, bless also our recording to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members and families and the lost, and to have the fruits that you desire to see. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified and on our needs in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and start to worship, praise and worship the Lord. Lord, come in our place and fill your Holy Spirit, O God. Let your Spirit fall on us as we worship today, as you said in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Pour out your Spirit upon us, O God, and you will be done. Let your Spirit come, let your will be done, let your presence fall on me. Christ, you set me free, you're my liberty. Let your presence fall on me. Let your Spirit come. Let your Spirit come. Let your will be done. Let your presence fall on me. Christ, you set me free, you're my liberty, let your presence fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall in this place. Come and change my heart, renew me with your mercy and your grace. Let the love of Christ surround me, come closer to my side. Let your Spirit fall, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall in this place. Come and change my heart, renew me with your mercy and your grace. Let the love of Christ surround me, come closer to my side. Let your Spirit call on me. Let your Spirit fall on me.
Let us give our life to God.
My life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you, is in you. My life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you. I praise you with all of my life. I praise you with all of my strength.
in you, Lord, in you, is in you. My life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you, is in you, in you. Like a tree by the streams, I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering, oh Lord, I live by your word. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and water the earth and bring forth its fruit, so shall be the word that you are speaking. It shall not return empty to you. It shall accomplish your desire. It will surely will succeed. Your word transforms the desert, and your word is changing me. Lord, I live by your word. Lord, I live by every word from your mouth. I'm like a tree by the streams. I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering, oh Lord. I live by your word, Lord. Lord, I live by your word. Lord, I live by every word from your mouth. I'm like a tree by the streams. I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering, oh Lord. I live by your word. I'm like a tree by the streams. I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do is prospering, oh Lord, I live by your word. I live by your word.
Lord, I come,
take my life. I offer into you a living sacrifice by your grace, by your blood. I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence. Drink from the well and never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied.
Lord, I come,
take my life, I offer it to you. a living sacrifice by your grace, by your blood. I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one dream, and my soul is satisfied. All I want to do, all I want to do, is dwell in your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of your glory. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied.
Lord, take our lives of us a living sacrifice unto your thrones, O God. And as you said us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give that is not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. For Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, we adore you. With gratitude for the abundant blessings you bestow on us each day. We acknowledge, Lord, that a cheerful giver is not obligation but act of worship to you, to please you, O God, for your love, a cheerful giver. And may your word be fulfilled in our lives, that we always having all sufficient in all things and abound to every good works. May this money, Lord, will further your kingdom here on earth, and may reach the lost in need. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue our worship to God by listening to His message. I am reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Amis, entitled with Watchman Part 23. Watchman Part 23. The watchman is confident and can see God's goodness. The watchman is confident and can see God's goodness. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalm chapter 27, verses 1 to 14. Psalm chapter 27, verses 1 to 14. I am reading King James Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, And now shall mine head be lifted up upon mine enemies round about me. Therefore, I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breath out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, our Redeemer, we praise and magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and grace and mercy upon us. And as we gather today as a congregation to listen to your message, we ask to fill the hearts of the listener to seek you in all their hearts, mind, and mind, that they may know the perfect will of yours in their lives. Enable me, Lord, to deliver your message effectively with the conviction of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm chapter 27 is a psalm of David. It seems that he wrote these psalms while he was in the midst of troubles, and he was attacked by the power of the evil one. Evil attack from evil men may come across your life and will try to frighten you and inject fear in your hearts in order to defeat you. David was passing into and through many troubles, but he was a good watchman who was able to see that God can do so much to him. Therefore, you need to take notice that the Lord is with you, also is with me, and with others, as he was with David. Psalm chapter 27, verse 1. Psalm chapter 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Number 1, the Lord is my light. The Lord will make his light shine on your life and make you see clearly the way out of the troubles. The light of God will make you see the coming victory from him. In John chapter 8, verse 12, John chapter 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As we continue to follow Jesus in his word, then we are in light and we not stumble nor fall in the ways of darkness. Number 2, the Lord is my salvation. You will enjoy the salvation of God and his deliverance from troubles that are threatening your life. In John chapter 4, verse 6, John chapter 4, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. As we in Christ and follow him, then we are in the right way, the truth that leads to life abundant and life everlasting. Number 3, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? In him you will have strength and you will find a refuge and a shelter to hide you from troubles. The enemies and foes that are attacking you, they will stumble and fall. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 2, Psalm chapter 27, verse 2, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. God will cause the enemies who come to attack us, trying to destroy us, to stumble and fall. the watchman has the confidence from the Lord and can see clearly the coming victory. Psalm chapter 27, verse 3. Psalm chapter 27, verse 3. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I'll be confident. In times of troubles, when the enemies are attacking us, surrounding us, and trying to invade us, our hearts shall not fear even war rise against us. We still have being confident that God is with us and He will help us to overcome. Number four, the watchman seeks the Lord. The watchman seeks the Lord. The watchman who has confidence that the Lord will rescue him in times of troubles is a person who seeks the Lord and draw near to him before troubles would come. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 4, Psalm chapter 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David was seeking to dwell in the house of God. Not that because he had no place to dwell, but because he wanted to be near to God and wanted to ponder on God and on his goodness and wanted always to inquire from him. Our delight should be to be always near to God, drawing toward him, walking with him, pondering upon all his goodness and faithfulness toward us, as well as to inquire from him, asking him questions and seeking from him the right decisions that we need to take in our lives. To dwell in the house of God is to seek his protection. Psalm chapter 27, verse 5. Psalm chapter 27, verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. You will have God's protection in times of troubles, and he will hide you in the ministry that he had placed you in to serve him. The watchman seek the face of God, his will, and his help. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 8, Psalm chapter 27, verse 8. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Seeking the face of God, it means you are not seeking his hand to get material things from God. People are of two kinds, those who seek his hand to get material things from him, and that is their first priority, even if God is not pleased with them. And the other kind of people are those who seek his face and work out to please God. Seeking face of God, it means you want to know in details the things of God. Seeking the face of God, it means you want to see God pleased with you and his face is smiling to you. And as such, you will reap the harvest of righteousness and not the harvest of material things. The confidence of the watchman with God's goodness and mercies toward him will enable him to achieve further things. Number five, he will sacrifice and give to God and serve him in his church. He will sacrifice and give to God and serve him in his church. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 6, Psalm chapter 27, verse 6. And now will mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. When God will give us victories over our enemies, that will encourage us and motivate us to give to God what is due for him, not only of tithes, first fruits and various offerings, but as well as giving him our time and efforts and serve him in his sanctuary, his church, and his various ministries. Number six, the watchman has the confidence to cry to God and to approach him in prayer. The watchman has the confidence to cry to God and to approach Him in prayer. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 7, Psalm chapter 27, verse 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me." The watchman pleads with God for mercy and cried to Him to receive help from Him and answer his prayer. We need to continue in our prayers and supplications unto God, trusting that He is the only way for us to be relieved from our troubles. Beautifully, David entrusted his prayer unto God. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 9, Psalm chapter 27, verse 9, "Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." In the same, when we are in troubles and the enemy is pressing hard against us, we need to pray and speak to God. "Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." Number 7, the watchman has the confidence that even when very near people will leave him, but the Lord shall receive him and take care of him. The watchman has the confidence that even when very near people will leave him, but the Lord shall receive him and take care of him. Psalm chapter 27, verse 10. Psalm chapter 27, verse 10. "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." Very near people that you are depending on may leave you in times of troubles for whatever reason. But the Lord will neither leave you nor forsake you. The watchman has the confidence that God will fill for him the space of whosoever person is leaving him. In the same way, apply this verse in your life and claim it to happen, that whatever person who is near to you is leaving you, then you need to trust God and He will help you and stand beside you and will fill the place of that person and His rule and His contribution in your life. Trust Him and have confidence in Him. Number 8. The watchman is humble and will ask the Lord to teach him. The watchman is humble and will ask the Lord to teach him. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 11, Psalm chapter 27, verse 11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path, which because of mine enemies." As you humble down before God in asking Him to teach you His ways and to lead you in a way to avoid people who are oppressing you, then you will be lifted up and the Lord will answer you and teach you His safe way to serve Him and to live for Him. Number 9, the watchman will ask God to protect him from his enemies and those who are waiting for him to fall. The watchman will ask God to protect him from his enemies and those who are waiting for him to fall. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 12, Psalm chapter 27, verse 12, "Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty." As long as your heart and motive is clean, then have the confidence to pray and ask to God to protect you from the enemies who are looking for opportunities to harm you. Many may rise up against you and try to harm because of your firm stand with God, but God will neither leave you nor forsake you, for He will come to rescue you from their harm and violence. Number 10. The watchman has the confidence to declare to others and testify. The watchman has the confidence to declare to others and testify. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 13. Psalm chapter 27, verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Your experience with God and how He had rescued you from your troubles, even when you are fainted and your strength almost gone, will be a good testimony to others to follow God. Therefore, continue to testify and be a good encourager to others who are passing in troubles and trials because of their righteousness and good stand with God. Encourage them that God shall help them, deliver them, and save them from troubles, and will provide all their needs. My dear and beloved, as a watchman, I am encouraging you to trust God and wait for Him. Seek Him, draw near to Him, and walk in His ways till He comes and save you. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Don't do your own will or plan. Be of good courage. Don't be afraid. Stand firm against the enemies and don't bow to their pressures. And He shall strengthen their heart. God shall strengthen you and give you confidence in your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait for His reward and wait for His second coming to take us with and forever to heaven. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before You in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank You for Your word that helped me to see Your goodness to me. Lord, thank You for encouragement that I receive from You and the lifting up of my faith and my heart. Lord, thank You for all the good things that You added to my life. Confess and renounce all your sins. Confess your doubts and lack of faith in God. Confess your worldliness and your love for material things. Confess that you are seeking the hand of God only and not His face. Confess and renounce your fear of man. Confess of your lack of trust in God. Confess your unwillingness to stand firm for God and suffer for Him. Confess your unwillingness to give your life to God and to serve Him. Lord, I repent. Forgive me the following sins. Lord, at this day, very critical time and the trouble that I am passing through, Lord, I ask You to help me and deliver me from my enemies and from those who bred violence against me. Lord, do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. Teach me Your way, O Lord. Lead me in the straight path because of my oppressors. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. Deliver me not unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, I come, take my life. I offer it to You, a living sacrifice. By Your grace, by Your blood, I come into the Holy of Holies. All I want to do is dwell in Your presence, drink from the well that never runs dry. All I want to see is the light of Your glory. Just one glimpse, just one drink, and my soul is satisfied. Lord, I commit myself to spread this word of yours and to encourage the people around me of how I experience your goodness in my life. Lord, anoint my testimony and use it to motivate others to put their full trust on you. Lord, thank you for all my brothers and sisters who had repented of their sins and committed their lives fully to you. Lord, deliver them from all their troubles and help them to go forward in serving you, standing firm with you and your word, that you will neither leave them nor forsake them, for you will strengthen them with your grace and mercy, and will be with them in passing all the battles. Lord, use their lives as good testimonies to others to know you. Lord, make of them watchmen and watchwomen who are fruitful and good example to others to follow. Lord, bless us as your church. Help us to continue to stand firm against all the vices of the enemy. Yes. And we trust you, Lord, that you will give us the victory on them. Lord, rise up more workers with us to serve you. Lord, reveal us with the Holy Spirit. Lead us to go and evangelize, making new disciples and training new workers to plant new Bible studies and new congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, prepare us for your coming to be ready when you come to take us. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen.
My life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you, is in you. My life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you, is in you. I praise you with all of my life. I'll praise you with all of my strength, with all of my life, with all of my strength. All my hope is in you. My life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you, is in you, in you.